With me in the studio is Chef Kyle Johnson from Local 127 on Vine. That's at 413 Vine Street in downtown Cincinnati. Thanks for coming in tonight.
You're welcome.
So talk about Local 127. Where is it and the history of it and how you got there?
Well, Local 127 is on 413 Vine Street. We're right off Fountain Square. We are an American farm-to-table style restaurant. We source quality ingredients and really focus on community, independent purveyors, and supporting small business.
And how did you get there?
That's an interesting story. I came out to open the original location of Local 127 in 2009 with my partner, Steve Geddes. I was coming out here right after working for Celebrity Cruises in Miami, and the opportunity to do Local 127 was brought to my attention by Stephen Geddes. So we moved out here. It used to be at 127 West 4th Street, and that was the name. It started from the address, and it was in the old legendary Pagals space. And we were in that space for about 2 years and 4 months. We moved it over to 413 Vine Street, and I actually had an opportunity to take over a restaurant in Philadelphia. So I moved to Philadelphia. I was out there for a year and 8 months. Stephen and I had remained obviously very close, and we started talking, and his time was up with the restaurant. And he, we're both natives of Las Vegas. His girlfriend was out there, and he moved back, and I actually met my fiance here when I moved to Cincinnati. So we moved back here, and I assumed the role of executive chef. Before, I was the chef de cuisine, so it was the easiest new old job to start, I guess. It was pretty special, actually.
How many people do you have working in the back?
We have a pretty small team, very tight. We have, off the top of my head, I'm thinking about 8 people in total. We're open for lunch and dinner. We're closed Sunday, Mondays, which is great for the team. You know, it's one team in, one team out, and everyone has Sunday fun day together.
Well, I noticed there's an ad in the spring edition of Edible Ohio Valley magazines for your restaurant, and it says, quality local sourcing, respect for tradition, and working with the finest ingredients.
Yeah. When it comes to ingredients, you know, with the farm-to-table movement, there was a big buzz about a certain mile radius that you would have to get your produce from. We use a lot of local farmers where we can, doing it 100% in the demographics of Cincinnati. You know, as you see right now, there's not too many things growing, but there are sellers. We take a lot of traditions of classic Americana and incorporate that into our restaurant, whether it's, you know, making fresh tomatoes and making a big batch of tomato jam, and we'll can it and we'll use it during the winter months. You know, we have a huge pickle program at the restaurant, so we'll buy up some wax beans, pickle those, and then use those on our charcuterie plates.
Do you ever have fried pickles?
We've definitely done some fried pickles here and there. You know, the menu changes pretty frequently. I'm very fortunate to have that ability where we print menus in-house, and if I feel like something's special that day, or I just feel like being creative that day, I have the ability to print and give some good fresh stuff.
Talk about a typical lunch menu that you have now.
You know, lunch, we definitely don't try to reinvent the wheel. Our whole entire menu is available, and we have an addition of just your classic lunch sandwich and salad section, and that's the majority of that I feel as a chef. That's what I want to eat, you know, and a lot of the things that I want to eat is what I, in turn, give my guests. You know, we have our soup of the day. Right now, we're running a cauliflower soup with curried potato, and the soup of the day would be butternut squash soup with, like, roasted zucchini and, you know, pepitas. Really seasonal, thoughtful-driven on our menus. Our sandwiches, you know, I was in Philadelphia, so we do a like a roast pork with sharp provolone and broccoli rabe from Reading Terminal Market. It was such an amazing sandwich, and it stuck with me. So I think that's a very tasty sandwich. We've been known for our burger. Right now, our burger, we use a Jarlsberg cheese. We use a beef Old Mac Angus that we get from Eckerloo Meats at Finley Market. And we cold smoke the burgers, and it's done with like a red onion marmalade, a Dijon mustard, and real thick cut applewood smoked bacon.
Sounds great.
Yeah. You know, we do house cut fries with that. We use a can of peck potato And we use it like kind of a Belgian style where you pre-blanch your fries and then you have your fryer at a higher temperature so they get really crispy.
And how does the dinner menu differ?
Well, the dinner menu is set up in a format where we have our bar snacks is in the first section. That's really something when you sit down. It's kind of like you can either sit at the bar and enjoy them with a beverage, or when you're sitting down and eating with us formally. I don't like to say dining because I want us to be just a very approachable restaurant. You can come in and grab a burger, or you can do a multiple course meal.
How many tables do you have?
Right now, our seating total is about 80 people. You know, and the core of the restaurant right now is classic Americana. You know, you have people ask a lot of questions about all the artwork in the restaurant, and a lot of that stuff is these classic American companies that were founded here in Cincinnati, and a lot of their posters from, you know, the 1940s with simple things like pet evaporated milk. And these are all just Americana. You have the, you know, the sign museum here right down the road, and that's what the focus of that restaurant is.
So have you seen perhaps a change in diners and their knowledge of food with such shows as Top Chef?
Yeah. Where's that famous saying, a little bit of knowledge is very dangerous? And those shows certainly have, and the Food Network have certainly impacted our industry. And it's incredible what it's done because it's gotten so many more people into restaurants, into food, wanting to go out and experience those restaurants, which entail keep us in business. But the competition is much stiffer, you know, with the World Wide Web, information is at your fingertips. So there's a lot of great chefs out here in Cincinnati and across the United States and globally. So that information superhighway has really affected the culinary world. And for non-professionals, sparked a huge interest to want to cook at home. You start to see a lot more of that, which makes it difficult for us in the restaurant business because it makes us push harder because we have to give you an experience that you cannot recreate yourself. And that's what, you know, hospitality is about. I'm not one of the chefs that if somebody comes in and orders a well-done steak, I'm not going to throw a pan across the kitchen because, you know, there's a way to do it. And there's a way just to set it where the blood runs out. And if my job is to make you come in and be totally relaxed and feel free of any sort of whatever your day has gone and just take you on a ride, you know, it's like an amusement park.
So are the diners more open to interesting items?
Certainly,
on the...
yeah, 100%, you know, and that's the thing with our industry that's real tough is everyone is so different. I could taste a pear and you could taste a pear and we would have two different perceptions of the pear. So catering to each individual guest is really important.
Any changes in the menu coming up in the spring, summer season?
Yeah, you know, it's been such a tough winter. The winter never really bothers me. I really enjoy the four seasons. As a chef, it's really special when you really feel the season, when a watermelon comes on and it's really delicious. And I'm constantly researching and my cookbook collection at home, it's like overtaking the house. So there's definitely going to be some really cool things. We're really always looking to push forward and letting the ingredients kind of tell you what's going to come on versus reading something or doing some research and doing that. You know, you kind of just have to let nature talk to you. You know, we do work with a lot of independent and local farmers.
Do you get your spices from the spice fella down at Findlay Market?
We have definitely. The Colonel has been a huge part of our restaurant and really what Farm to Table is about. And Farm to Table is really about community more sense than it is about a mile radius. Unless you're dropping produce off in a horse and buggy, you know, there's kind of bigger problems out there in the world. We just, you know, really want the best ingredients. And I'm an ingredient-driven chef. I don't do too much molecular cooking. I just like to get stuff when it's really good, control how long it sits in the restaurant. Prime example, if you pick something out of the ground, it should be pickled that day. You know, or the best way to eat corn is to pull it right off the stalk in the field and you need it then. That's when you're going to get peak ripeness. So you have to move fast and you have to protect all of your ingredients and capture the freshness of everything. And that's what we really, really strive to do.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
You're welcome.
I've been talking with Chef Kyle Johnson from Local 127 on Vine Street. You can find a link to their website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.